You're welcome back to the programme. The Doyle's Public Accounts Committee has been meeting for the first time since its chair, Brian Stanley, resigned from Sinn Féin. As you know, that resignation followed a party inquiry into an as yet unspecified complaint against the Laois TD. Sinn Féin has proposed that Mairead Farrell becomes the new chair of the PAC and that Matt Carthy join the committee to replace Brian Stanley. All this comes against the persistent drumbeat of election speculation, with Green Party Junior Minister Oisin Smith saying he would be shocked if it wasn't held next month.
Yeah, like we're at the end of a government. We're 4 years and 8 months into a government. By law in Ireland, our elections have to happen within 5 years. So it has to happen in the next weeks and months. So I think every TD is expecting it's going to happen in November. I'd be shocked if it doesn't. Everybody's ready to go. If it goes on till February, that's fine too. But really, we're at the end. It's a matter of weeks or months away when we're going to have our election.
Oisin Smith speaking to reporters this morning. Let's get an update from our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham. Paul, will you bring us through what's been happening over the past few hours?
Well, there's two parts to it, as there were two committees meeting. One was the Doyle Committee of Selection, and that's a body which is created to decide if there's changes on Oireachtas committees, who's coming in, who's going out. And usually these are very brief meetings and they take place without debate. And it, for example, would then go to the Doyle without debate and go through. This is different because of what's been happening within Sinn Féin with regard to serious concerns as political parties have about how Sinn Féin applies its disciplinary procedures inside that party. So what happened today was the Doyle Committee of Selection met to talk about the Public Accounts Committee. Sinn Féin presented its plan that he would be replaced by Mairead Farrell, with Matt Carthy also joining the committee, so that Brian Stanley would effectively leave. As I understand it, there were repeated concerns from Fine Gael, from Fianna Fáil, from Labour in relation to this ongoing controversy with Sinn Féin. But at the end of the day, it was a unanimous decision that those Sinn Féin proposals will go for a Doyle vote next week without debate. I've been on to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and Labour trying to get an assessment of how they will view that vote, and they still believe that Sinn Féin has questions to answers, so they're holding back. They're not saying if they're going to support or not support. They're going to wait for a few days to see if Sinn Féin comes forward with more information. Separately to that, the committee the Public Accounts Committee was also meeting earlier at around 9:30. Brian Stanley is still the chair of that until circumstances changed. He didn't turn up or participate by remote. The vice chair, Catherine Murphy, also the long-standing Social Democrat TD, she went through proceedings and led that discussion. There was no discussion in relation to Brian Stanley or any issues pertaining. They were focusing on audited accounts, and that's what they continue to do.
So with that, they got down to business, and I should say that we'll be talking to Catherine Murphy in a few moments. But just on that broader Brian Stanley issue, Paul, where does that stand now?
Well, we heard yesterday from lawyers for Brian Stanley that he would not be making any further comment. He would not be issuing any statements. He would not be doing any interviews. That seemed to me to be a clear signal that Brian Stanley was not going to try and retain his position as head of the PAC. And because Brian Stanley isn't talking in relation to the complaint that was made against him, or indeed his counter-complaint, it has to be said that Brian Stanley refutes what's contained in the complaint, I can't see how we're going to learn anything more about it, because Sinn Féin says it isn't saying anything about it, the complainant isn't saying anything about it, and as far as we understand, the Gardaí are looking at the complaint itself. So to a certain extent, we know there was a complaint, a counter-complaint, but I don't see in the next few days how we're going to learn any more about that at all.
Sinn Féin has, though, given further information about Niall O'Donnell, the senator who resigned after sending inappropriate messages. What has the party been saying?
So what they were saying this morning was that while the leadership of Sinn Féin learnt about this in September of last year, that some members of Ogra Sinn Féin, that's the junior ranks of Sinn Féin, had been talking about it for a number of weeks. We believe that the inappropriate texts themselves between the senator and a 17-year-old where it took place in around spring. We also now know that there was a second person who received an inappropriate text, but they were an adult. So it seems that it wasn't just Sinn Féin leadership which found out in September, that some younger members had been aware of this prior to that date.
At the same time, as we just heard there from Oisin Smith, more and more signals that the country is going to be going to the polls pretty soon.
Yeah, my colleague Micheál Lehane was reporting that the draft schedule for the Dáil next week had been published, and there's nothing to indicate there that the finance bill, that's a key piece of legislation which underpins Budget 2025, was going to be moved from early November, where it's slated for, to next week. Had you seen such a move, it might have indicated we're going to have an election within in a matter of weeks. The fact that it is now going to take place in early November, that seems to be, and that's why Oisin Smith was saying what he's saying, it seems to indicate that once that is done, it'll be guillotined, done in a couple of days, that you would have then a general election date of around November the 29th. Some people talk about December the 6th. My feeling is that they won't let it go into Christmas month. They'll try and do it on November the 29th.
Yeah, there's also the consideration, isn't there, with December the 6th, that December the 6th is Toy Show Day. Now, do you really want to hold a general election on the same weekend as the Toy Show?
Exactly. I mean, it isn't just parents with kids and their kids. It's a whole lot of people. 1.5 million people watch the programme, and they like to get in home around 6 o'clock, put on their gym jams, crank up the fire or light the fire if they have one, and stay there all night. The idea that you're going to have a late evening rush as people want to miss the Toy Show, I think, is highly unlikely.
Paul, many thanks. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham, there. And as we were saying, we're also joined now from Leinster House by the Social Democrats TD, Catherine Murphy. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rachel.
You stepped into the chair of the Public Accounts Committee today. As you understand it, what's likely to happen next?
Yeah, I mean, I'm the vice chair, and on the rare occasions that Deputy Stanley hasn't been there, I chair the committee. I mean, obviously, this is going to the Dáil. I expect that's likely to happen on Tuesday. That's normally when those kind of issues are timetabled, and then it's up to parties or individuals to decide whether or not they call a vote on that. And then, I mean, that's an unknown quantity for me. We don't plan to oppose that proposal. The current situation is that Deputy Stanley is still the chair. He's resigned from Sinn Féin, and the Dáil system means that, and the practice of the Dáil has been that the leading party, the largest party of the opposition, holds that position, and they nominate the person that they wish to be in the chair of the Public Accounts Committee. So it's different to, for example, the deputy chair, which is elected by the committee.
So will you then be supporting Sinn Féin's proposal that Mairead Farrell take over as chair?
We won't be opposing that. We don't know if a voter will be called. Obviously, there's been issues outstanding in relation to Sinn Féin. We feel that they need to be addressed by Sinn Féin, including the reference that was given, including why it was the issue was only referred to the Gardaí on Sunday and not before that. But that is for Sinn Féin. The Public Accounts Committee, we feel, is a separate issue, and we won't be opposing if a vote is called the nomination of Mairead Farrell.
There is also the question, I mean, just listening to what Paul was saying to us there, of whether all this might in one way be redundant, because increasingly it's looking like we'll have a November general election.
Yeah, I mean, I think we've all been expecting that, and there's been a phony war, and we've been all watching exactly what Paul has just been talking to you about, the agenda for next week. We were watching the agenda for this week. Although there can be changes made, like in theory they could come in, the Chief Whip could come in at some point next week and, you know, change that on the floor of the House. It's a very packed agenda, so we don't think that will be the case, but it could in theory happen. So but we're expecting it to happen in November.
Have you heard from Brian Stanley at all?
No, I haven't, no.
And do you know if he's been in contact with anyone on the committee?
No, I don't know that. I just was preparing to chair the committee this week. I'd understood that he wasn't going to be here. In that instance, I would always just prepare for what I've got to do if I'm chairing the committee.
All right. Well, listen, many thanks for talking to us this lunchtime. That was Catherine Murphy there of the Social Democrats, who, as we've been hearing, chaired that meeting of the Dáil's Public Accounts Committee today. Well, joining us now.